is that you can get tested and you can make proactive decisions. But, you know, this is the first time that I've heard of anything like this for mental health, right? Like a blood test for anything that affects our cognition and our full body like this. So I think it's amazing because it would help untold amounts of people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like when it comes to the whole like red pill, blue pill matrix, you know, scenario. Like, I guess, like, at the end of the day, even though it's a little scary to take a test like this and find out, I'm of the mind that it's like, I'd rather know the truth and let me deal with that directly than be kind of like, you know, like in the field of the unknown. So,
you know,
yeah, really exciting development.
I don't know what I would do, what I would choose, Graham. I really don't. Now that you bring it up, I don't know what I would choose. Like, it's like if I'm faced with something, then I want to know
the truth.
Don't sugarcoat it. Don't beat around the bush. Just tell me. But it's like, do I want to go searching for it? You know? I don't know. So I don't know. It's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question.
It is.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast. Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.
Following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Hello, hello, Indian Country. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We got a great show for you today. Music, poetry, and more coming your way on this fine Thursday. And some news. I hope all y'all saw that episode of Catfish. I unfortunately had to work, missing the Indian TV event of the season, but we'll talk a little bit about that later. Starting off the show, this is Frank Wallen with What Makes the Red Man Red, Rose City Native Radio.
Personally, I should prefer to see the Aborigines.
And the Indians, too.
And the Indians, too.
This should be the most enlightening.
What makes the red man red?
Teach them all about red man.
What made the red man red?
day. Tell me what I know more than the teacher. Tell me what I know more than the preacher. Tell me why you think the red man is red. Stained with the blood from the land he bled. Tell me why you think the red man is dead. With the fake headdress on your head. Tell me what you know about thousands of nations. Displaced and confined to concentration camps called reservations. We died for the birth of your nation. Hollywood portrays us wrong. History books say we're gone. You got a church, say we're wrong. We're from the earth, it made us strong.
For many moons, red man fight pale-faced.
Like savages?
Savages, as savage does. The white man came and ravaged us. Caused genocide, look in my eyes. And tell me who you think the savage was.
Ill-faced.
Savages? Indian celebration continued late into the night.
What's best for me? The killer culture, America made a mess to me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot. Manifest destiny, arrest what's best for me. The killer culture, America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot.
Red skins. For many moons, red man fight pale face. Sometime you win, sometime we win.
You made me red when you killed my people. Hey. Made me red when you bled my tribe. Hey. Made me red when you killed my people. Hey.
And they want it for free. We barely eating or having a feast. It's my turn to speak. I'm unleashing the beast. I'm the man of the hour. The mic can be proud. They're shutting us down and coming back louder. I'm sick of your lies, you fucking cowards. You want to talk power? Let's talk about ours. We voted you in and we made you the man. This ain't a brand, it's Indian land. Take a look at who you represent and off your corporate presidents. Give up the prime, you're a minister. As a matter of fact, you're a visitor. I'm known to snap and overreact. I flip from the back like prisoners. You're driven by greed. Lock your doors, get rid of your keys. Hide your kids, get off the grid. Johnny's home and he's trying to get in. He's settled in, he's living off credit. You think we don't know, man, we get it. Johnny boy, I see you walking out the dentist. Johnny's grills,
Johnny's grills.
They made of gold, no stainless steel. With a house in the hills like Uncle Phil. But we stuck in the red, so no frills. Can't afford the bills, that's too real. Stick a knife in your back and it's how it feels. Life's too short for cheap thrills. He the man in the suit and he's dressed to kill. He's out for blood,
Dracula.
Black blood, they extracting it. I'm talking about the blood from my neighbors, man. You ruined the land with black sand.
Look at the lemon, you've heard it enough. You're killing no people, you're fucking them up.
Oil money ain't distracting us. I'm done with you throwing that cash at us. No pipeline?
No problem.
No tankers?
No problem.
Off Cambridge, off Kinder Morgan. No means no, you know the motto. Pipe through our land, man, you wish. A little bit of paper ain't worth the risk. All I need is clean water and fish. No means no, what the fuck did you miss?
What did you miss?
Our rivers are this nation's veins. If the pipeline ever
come away,
I pray to God that they never break. Cause then the real savages come out and play. Johnny's teeth, they
peace.
No justice, no peace, peace.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny's tea.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny's tea.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace, peace.
I don't know more.
I don't know more.
This for the fam that came before us. What is freedom? I don't know no more. That's this shit that made me sick to the core. Government don't give a fuck about us. They keep us at the bottom of the mud. They take our land and tell us to be happy with the piece of land that they gave us. Ish. We're all legal, we bleed the same. Freedom was before Columbus came. And I ain't trying to play that blame game, but try to tell lies to the ancestors that's in my veins. Cause women lie, men lie about the lives that quickly died from every tribe, but we still survived. You can never take my pride, cause I reside from the side that suffered from that genocide. I don't know more, we bulletproof. If you want the truth, come see the source. Can't drink tap water cause the man trying to see how much oil he can export. Try to make another treaty just to get his foot in the door with fake apologies, believe me. I stand with, I don't know more, the trees, the water and land, all of the beings that need our abilities to stop the machines that's trying to leave marks on our beautiful queen mother earth. They abuse her like they did to us. What good is it worth? So here we stand to fight for our land for better
words.
Till we're the last breathing. Man, we've been surviving every season. And best believe that we ain't never leaving. They call us First Nations for a reason.
That was Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Johnny's Teeth, and starting off the show was Frank Wallen with What Makes the Red Man Red. Coming up next, this is Nathani Means with God Bless America Kaka, here on Rose City Native Radio.
Flags, cause we don't fuck you. Someone tell them that their system is a joke. Someone tell them that their privilege got revoked. Watch the evils inside cathedrals, it's just evil. Watch the eagle inside the regal, shoot for the people. They say pencils and paper is poetry and power. And I die like a warrior before I live like a coward. So you could bury me in buds, lay me in flowers. I'm having dreams of thunderstorms and land showers. I'm sorry, boss, but we got some taking back to do. Reclaim the land, heal the earth, and then we're done with you. This one's for my homeboys lost in the ghetto. Free your minds, cut the strings, no more Geppetto. From the nations of the Mohawk, Ojibwe to Quinault, yeah. Mauna Kea to Oak Flat, Black Hills to the glacier parks, we take it back. Over 500 nations ready to attack.
They saying God bless America. I think God is the devil, bruh. They saying God bless America. I think God is the devil, bruh. They saying God bless America. I think God is the devil, bruh. They saying God bless America. I think God is the devil.
much as we can for our future generation. We got to get rid of these money-hungry, greedy people. Me, it's sad. I cry. You know, this is my... I come from here, and when I die, I'm going to go back to this earth. Why can't you just respect my grandmother, you know? Respect my ways, you know? Your ways don't work. It's never going to work. Because you got money in front of you. You killed your God. How can I believe in somebody that killed their own God? And now here to destroy us.
Spiral, spinning in a flame pit, I'm a pyro. Sound in hands, we gone viral. In this round dance, native style. River current converging to electro, that's my hydro. Red boy, sad boy, welcome to my road. We up on the high road, red road, going red mode on a high note. Coming out of my throat, chakra boost, type to you, I'm a coyote. We shape shift into a bird and fly out. This flame, this spirit never dies out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
The air to my diaphragm, where it connected. Spine roll as my body folds, I stand corrected. Releasing energy my body holds, I am protected. We can be servant to the land, so the land's respected. Take matter into our own hands from what man infected. Mob switching it up like we ambidextrous. We address the false sense when my bounce flexes. Because changing the world is on our microphone checklist. I am home, check this. Home of the homophobe, racist, and sexist. Oppressive behavior detected. Bird's eye of a frog is what my family crest is. Spirit is something that we all should not mess with. Why are two-legged still aggressive? Why are some people less festive? Why do Simnigets get arrested for giving us all their perspective when they were the children who were taken and neglected? Reclaiming of identity will soon be perfected by intergenerational survivors affected. Every life was born introspective, but industrial living became way too defective. And I swear that that's their objective. No matter which political party gets elected, honor our Mother Earth before we wreck it and put that stain upon the silence. Samuel Beckett.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
We love to protest, man, and that fire is awakened in a lot of us. We live in a crazy time. It's beautiful. Life is a beautiful struggle.
That was Mob Bounce with Welcome to the Struggle, and before that, Nathani Means with God Bless America. Coming up next, this is Digging Roots with AK-47.
I just figured out the world's problems. People don't make out enough.
Mm-hmm.
some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land. Somewhere in your heart you'll find we're fighting for our right to keep the future bright and protect the ones we love. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. Standing up for the water, don't poison the future away. You've gotta have a soul. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. Stronger when we band together and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
That was Rezar Goza with In the River, and before that, Digging Roots with AK-47. Coming up next, this is Bear Fox featuring Bobby from the 1491s with Rich Girl here on Rose City Native Radio.
When I was a little girl, when I was a little girl, when I was a little girl, I helped my mother with the chores. Then I would go to the river to swim. We'd play tag and swim on a swim. I loved to feel the hot summer heat. Couldn't stand shoes upon my feet. I am the youngest of 14. I am a rich girl, can't you see? My father was a farmer, hardworking. He worked all day till the evening. His hands were calloused and full of strings. He didn't speak very much English. He was a well-respected man, knew his medicines and was very grand. He took care of his family. I am a rich girl, can't you see? My mother was the kindest you could meet. Her eyes they sparkled and her smile so sweet. She loved babies, held them to her cheek. She made everyone feel unique. She was known for her butter and cream. So throughout a community, she made sure we had extra money. I am a rich girl, can't you see? Our house, it was very old. In the winter, it was so cold. Wood-filled wood stove for our heat. Bundled in blankets, we would sleep. People thought that we were poor because of the holes upon our floor. But I'm a rich girl, can't you see? So much love in our family. Now I have a family of my own. I try my best to guide them as they grow. Try my best to keep them from harm. Tell them stories about the farm. When it's time to turn out the lights, I tell them I love them and good night. Then I hold my husband tight. I know everything is going right. Both my parents have passed away, but I know I'll see them someday. I am grateful for my family. I am a rich girl, can't you see? I am grateful for my family. I'm a rich girl, can't you see? So much love in our family. I'm a rich girl, can't you see?
Well, oh, yeah. oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh.
That was Fawn Wood with Singer's Wife, and before that, Bear Fox featuring Bobby from the 1491s with Rich Girl. Coming up next, this is Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song here on Rose City Native Radio.
It's coming. to make sense. It all starts to make sense. With all these omens, we've been calling it in. It all starts to make sense. All my thoughts, and particularly my prayers, have not forgotten the indigenous, for the Western man's been working so hard against us. With his Western medicine and his land management and his fences on, for the way he protects and the way he preserves and every way he neglects the people to gain first, you know, the same ones that he massacred. So ugly, and it all starts to make sense. Who we gotta talk to if we wanna survive this mess? It all starts to make sense. Itty bitty economy based on geography, fueled by spectators and their money and their need for things that will not last. So go on, build a hotel, a gift shop in the wilderness. Making a profit, capitalizing on it, and all the wild trampling on everything that is sacred, and it all starts to make sense. Why the Western man destroys things he doesn't understand. In poverty, and it bothers me when the people are going hungry and going for companies that got the carpet full of groceries. It's disgusting how you can do nothing and complain about the situation in which you're living, and it all starts to make sense. Their vultures are culture and they're picking on all my friends. It all starts to make sense. And present men. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light, help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives, and I'm plotting like a knife all the lies by the slide. Independent of this democracy is really worth the buy. My request is reasonable, a sharp, undefeatable ambitious, deep moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable, all the slow moving people, they could care less just as long as they are comfortable. Man, it's unforgivable because the conditions now are critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I'll reflect it back to you and you and you and you, and use your ability to choose. Come on, man, make the movement move. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. With all these omens and the moon phase we're in, my life to the people who need the light. Help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives. And I'm cutting like a knife all the lies by the slice. Independent of this democracy is really worth the fight. My request is reasonable, a tribe undefeatable. Ambitious, deep moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable. All the slow moving people, naked, careless, just as long as they get comfortable. Man, that's unforgivable. Because again, this is now a critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I reflect it back to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Use your ability to choose. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense.
That was Nako Bear and Medicine for the People with Vultures of Culture, and before that, Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song. It's now time for Native Poetry Corner. This is Rowie Shabala with Love You Some Indians here on Rose City Native Radio.
Everybody in Cleveland loves the Indians. Everybody loves them some Indians. Love you some Indians. Be the Indian and not the cowboy. Throw on a war bonnet. Tell me it's fashion. Tell me how imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Go to your local truck stop. Buy some dream catchers made from China. Hang them on your rearview mirrors of your Jeep Grand Cherokees, your Pontiacs, your Winnebagos, and as you drive down I-40, your vehicle will catch the dreams roadkilled by manifest destiny. And this whole time, where your radio chimes, this land is your land, this land is my land. Love you some Indians. Honor them by making them mascots. Turn them into cartoon characters. Costume yourselves in crimson paint. Use the blood off of redskin. Smear it all over. Cover every inch. You are Indian. Add big black eyes, big smile, and white, white teeth. Don't forget the fake feathers. Cover your skin. Don't tell me it doesn't come with privilege. Cover it. Hide like you're ashamed of pigment, like it separates you from the norm. Tan that hide. Work beneath suns. Make it so scarlet it becomes purple in the shade. Add feathers. Add bows and arrows. You are Indian. Now dance. This stadium is your bonfire. You are Indian. Practice your tomahawk chop. You are Indian. Welcome the Braves that have a higher enlisting rate in our armed forces. Welcome the Kansas City Chiefs as they make their way to the field for the halftime spectacular. Welcome the Seminoles as a ghost of Osceola haunts the Enfields. Washington Redskins, don't change your name. Instead, hashtag Redskins Pride. Make social media our battleground. We all know that Indians don't have Twitter accounts. We still use smoke signals. Applaud the Chief Wahoo's bright white chompers as it casts you a reflection on how to love you some Indians. Go paint the town. Double coat over history. Whitewash the red bricks of the reservation. Let's have Indian days in our school. Use November to teach our students the turkey dance with color construction paper, headdresses, and teepees. Now go home. Wash off the paint. Go back to your thinking that you honored your team. Back to thinking that you honored the Indian. We are only costumes. Back to thinking that you only find us in Western and Disney films. Go back to thinking that we only exist in history books. Go back to thinking that all of this was just fun and games. Now shake my hand and ignore how your fingers lasso around my wrist, tying us to our ancestors, yet we still survive. Now tell me how you loved you an Indian.
That was Rowie Shabala with Love You Some Indians for our little segment of Native Poetry Corner. Coming up next, this is Leonard Sumner with They Say.
They say they wounded my soul. They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones. But they
Sometimes it hurts to be indigenous, born in this nation. Not enough to talk about decolonization. In the battles with myself, I'm continually facing. Feel the stress of the world on my shoulders, I'm fading. But I ain't going out yet, cause this is just the outset. And I ain't making change if I'm rapping about an outfit. Unless it's that camo, intelligence is ammo. Modern day warrior, just call me Rambo. Not trying to be deceitful, cause mostly I'm peaceful. But getting sick and tired of being seen as unequal. So I'm waiting for the pitch as I'm stepping to the plate. They saying that we shit, but we live in second rate. Well, they don't like the truth, so that's what I'm coming with. Repping for the youth, yup. That's who I'm running with. Don't represent a leadership or represent empowerment. Working on the ground, cause I have issues with the government. Who issue out apologies while sticking to the policy. More definite than probably keeping us in poverty. Wanna tell me how to live and how to react to devastation of my culture, trying to keep it intact while living on the rules of the Indian Act. Indian agents were just racist, I'm just stating the facts. They took my identity, I'm taking it back. I am a Anishinaabe, I belong to the land. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep, where the song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep, where the song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. Well, there's a lot that I carry, so much I wanna bury. Sometimes I wonder to myself, why can't I just be happy? I'm living with the memories that's running in my blood, loaded in my bones and buried in the mud. But music is my medicine, my life is the evidence. I realized it ever since my people called it prevalent. Coming from the resi res with words of intelligence. And if I wasn't hellbound, they might say I was heaven sent.
They say they wounded my soul. They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones, but they can't silence my song. No, they can't silence our songs.
Early morning, let the sunny rise, crusty eyes. Early morning, let the sunny rise, crusty eyes. Early morning, let the sunny rise, crusty eyes. You can feel my vibe. I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a Minneapolis. Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? With a fade, take a hit or hit me on a different day. Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, play with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I want to burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid, with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night. The cookies sing back to us peacefully, those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well. Let's go on a walk in the morning.
That was 2 for 1 with Sage Patch Kid, and before that, Leonard Sumner with They Say. Coming up next, this is Tanya Tagok with Caribou. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For events, music, and more, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, we'll see you next week, Indian Country.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.